This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Okay, good morning, everyone. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Keelan, Jenny Puamanuka,
Kia ora, good
Jeff,
morning, guys.
Luke, Jason,
Tuna Coca-Cola.
And my friend over here, Simon. Okay, grounded like steel, floweth the wind. Listening posts, yeah, and equal access for all people. Now, Winston sends a letter to the UN reporter saying that he's not in favour of the whakaputanga or the sovereign flag or self-determination. What is going on here, Luke, that our own government is betraying the rights of the people?
He's been bought out.
Yeah, I've been told he's a bit of a maverick. Have they become mavericks? Four or five houses. They don't walk a mile in our shoes. They deny who the Maori people are. They're not really representing us, are they?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about a constitutional congress. Suzerain, collective sovereigns, lady. Didn't people realise that the lady in the house, whose name is Jane Claudia, is actually an Orange representative, and she has contact with the Westminster system over in England.
Right. So I'm going to identify this now for you. The House of Orange is your enemy. It is not your friend.
Why is that?
Because they are the backstop to the crown and right of the crown that Winston Peters is suckling on their teat.
Yeah.
And they are not for the people of New Zealand. They are not for our independence of a body of governance by the people, for the people, of the people. We have a foreign country that runs our company here.
Yeah. So you got to know who you are. You're either a self-determined as a sovereign or a slave. You're either a sovereign corporate judicial councillor or you're a sovereign crown clown.
Yes.
Would you say that is true?
That is absolutely true, and it is more so true today because they are breaking their lawful oath. They take an oath to uphold the laws of the realm.
Ah.
Therefore, they are not officers of the governance of New Zealand anymore. They're ultra vires. They are all outside of law if they deny the 1835-36 Hiwakaputanga. Because it is a law of the realm, it has its own flag, and the rangatira, or the chiefs and the men who were here at the time and their descendants today, are sovereign, independent state sovereigns, the only ones in the world.
I'm an Alex Phillips lookalike because I want to unite all the tribes throughout this country. I'm also a William of Orange lookalike, and I'm also a sheriff, sovereign citizen, common law equity councillor. It's a gold crown. Did you notice? Why are they wearing the gold crown? Because when William of Orange and the Glorious Revolution went into England, he said, I want your land. And he overturned the parliamentarian system. He brought religious and political reform. And he acknowledged that we're all priests. He even attacked the Catholic Church at the time, and he brought in the priesthood of all believers. Mm-hmm. So we find in their own country now, we've got hierarchical structures everywhere in the churches and also in the Theosophical Society. The judge or someone yesterday who's a lawyer told me to keep quiet at the back because I was sitting next to a couple of kupapa guys who want to own and steal our lodge and take away our access to spirituality in the country. So I was in the high court, and in the end I had to leave. And it was a contract that they said they had their own constitution. And the people here feel like they're stealing our lodge.
Yeah, he can't actually do that to you, Jack, because you're standing in the court of God. You say, hey, mate, I'm standing in the court of God. Where are you standing? Just put the whoops up then, bro.
So I love the Suzerain, okay, being an act of sovereign individuals And it's talking about natural law and self-governance free from the external governance. Explain that.
So a suzerain authority is when the people grow up and put on their big boy pants and stop being children and become adults from the infant state to the adult state. So we no longer look towards an external king. We hold our people accountable for our people's responsibilities.
Right. So it's a government for the people, by the people.
And that can just be a House of Representatives freely elected by the people who oversee the ministries of the governance and the two offices of the Prime Minister and the Governor General. Now that's all it needs.
Now, you've got DNA of 52 rangatira aligns with self-governance model united with the indigenous people of the world for a parallel government. So you're talking about the Pacific Islander people and...
So before the 1800s, there's thousands of records of waka travelling people, boat people coming to New Zealand by the hundreds and thousands every year for a very, very long time, and they're called the Ariki.
Wow. So they're the ones with the self-governing principle of knowing who they are.
Well, they all came from kingdoms before they got here, and those kingdoms are still in the Pacific.
I'm finding it amazing, this two-class system. It's almost as if the rich are going to crap on the poor and everyone else because we haven't got any rights. If we haven't got any, we're not true citizens of this country. And now they deal with the whakaputanga and they get rid of that. And even our own so-called leaders don't acknowledge citizenship and who we are as our own people. We're headed for
a civil war
in this country.
If the executive branch of Parliament of New Zealand continue to hold our people to ransom, they will cause civil war and they will face that.
I mean, they're sort of blaming me for doing citizens' arrest, but I have no option. It's do or die time, people. And while I'm talking about that, I found that I had a dream of a twirling cloth and a lightning rod, okay? And I started singing this song, Ring a Ring a Rosy, a Pocket Full of Toesy, a tissue, and that was about the Black Plague.
Yes.
So we've got a plague that's going on in this country, and it's the plague of anti-democratic people. And
it's a plague of the mind.
A plague of the mind. And I started singing them. This song, a cripple taught me how to dance, a blind man taught me how to see, a falling angel taught me how to fly, and now we're spinning, spinning, spinning. And it seemed to confirm my dream that I was dealing with all these issues, all the attacks. And then I went on GBT and it gave me this rhyme. It said, grounded like steel, floweth the wind, listening post. In other words, you listen to everybody, you know what I mean? And apparently I'll have to go into the council. They want to film me this week and they want to actually talk about my policies if I do get in. So anyway, that's all quite interesting. But we find that National is wiping Australian banking debt of responsibility to the bankers because they charged us too much interest. And now Luxon is saying they can get away with it.
I've got a high court action against that right now.
Hey, you have?
Yes.
How's that going?
Because the banks have been illegally lending money, so whenever a homeowner can't pay its rates and they have a mortgage, the mortgage is a private borrowing. It's under the Triple CFA. It's not under the Fair Trade Act. So the Triple CFA demands that anybody lent money must be means tested. They must have the ability to pay that. That includes the council's demand on rates. It is illegal for the council to force a mortgage holder to pay rates if they can't afford the repayment.
Now, National is bringing in a change of legislation to the state system. If you're not enrolled by a certain date, you can't put in a special vote. This is anti-democratic. Yeah. I'm sorry, but they're becoming more like the Nazis. Why don't they call themselves Nazis instead of Nats?
His red, black and white flag is exactly that.
Yeah, so this is totally anti-democratic. And we're going to say the system is rigged because you're going to have about 30% voting. We won't be able to vote. the rights of normal everyday people like you and me and the underclass, they're going to be cut right across. We're going to have no say. So this is do or die time.
The reason why National did that was because they wanted people to not vote. This is the lowest polling government.
They want no votes. So they're at the top, all the money grubbers and the people with homes.
This is the lowest polling government in New Zealand history.
It's the most failed.
Yeah. So they know that nobody's going to vote for them.
It is. It is legally a failure. There is nobody in this country right now who has any balls to speak the truth about law and read it as it's written. They all interpret it how they choose.
And even in the forums, I'm being attacked, you know what I mean? And also, one of my signs was pulled down this week. But I'm for green spaces and also for spaces where every voice can be heard. We can protect our environment and our democracy together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know why your sign got pulled down. Isn't that illegal?
Yeah, it
is. You can pull them down after election.
You have to ask for permission. But when I went in for permission, they had all the doors locked.
So you just put your sign up in a random place?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a couple of allocated spots to put them, or you've got to ask private permission.
Now, it's always about a two-horsed race with the incumbents favoured, denying everyone else. But did you know with Oliver Cromwell, he talked about the Fifth Estate. The first estate that they totally tipped upside down was the clergy, because the Catholics were controlling everything. The second estate, nobility. The third is the commoners, the voice of common people. The fourth is the press. Guess what the fifth is? Watchdogs of power outside the media, bloggers, activists, whistleblowers, and alternative media. Come on, you whistleblowers.
The Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That the Lord is Jesus working through people.
Aye.
But the clergy was the first estate, and Oliver Cromwell, he tipped the system. He went to war on this principle. So where are our warriors, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't mind reinstating even the gangs into this, Kaupapa, because we're fighting on behalf of the nation. The high cost of living, being betrayed by our politicians. They are not there for us.
I'll just bring that back slightly, because the idea of gangs scares people. So we have 150,000 men, part of one community, who do come under a title of a gang. Now, in the conversation we've had, that's 150,000 men who have agreed to do no harm in the name of this walk, but they will walk with us.
Right. So we need to initiate these people. We need to get the whole nation, and it's the world at war at the moment. Indigenous people around the world, when you look at the islands and everywhere else, we are being denied.
Because our country is so wealthy and our people are wealthy beyond the belief that they can understand, once they grasp what it is New Zealanders and the very few people here, we will lead the country forward.
Righto, Jeff, take it away.
Good morning, everybody. Wednesday, 13th of the 8th, 2025. You're listening to Free FM 89. It's 11:15 a.m. There's a segment in Jack's show where we do what I call food for thought. Problems facing mankind in the future, some from our past. Hate speech has become a global phenomenon. Social media
as
the main platforms for people exasperated by the opinions of others.
A gag for everyone.
And governments are attempting to pass laws for name-calling.
Yes.
Keeping in mind you could Jesus whatever you wanted in Scripture. Don't defame the Holy Spirit. God, you'll be okay. Homophobia was that word given to people whom denounce homosexuality. The majority opposing same-sex will tell you it's unhygienic. Telling a homosexual to repent is not homophobic.
No, telling them the truth.
Hypnosis and hype. What is this Hamas? Who paid for it? Well, for starters, the people of Palestine did not vote for this Hamas.
I'm being hypnotized.
This regime was fundamentally created by Israel and the USA. On social media was an image of an Hamas soldier holding his rifle in the air, among others. Wearing a green camo uniform and belly clavers. You could clearly see the Star of David on his neck. Many have suggested that there are IDF in Hamas. October 7th was a false flag. I've also watched some of the videos on the internet of those fighting back against the illegal state of Israel's invasion of the Palestinian region. None of them are wearing green camo uniforms or balaclavas. Ask yourself this. How is it America gave Hamas $100 million before October 7th and is assisting Israel with their inhumane blockade? For those who don't know, the New Millennium State IDF stands for Insane Dumb Flicks. Note, those concerned with any of the facts I've just exposed here is the Bible verse indicating the subjects I've presented. Habakkuk 1:4, King James Bible. Therefore the law is slacked and judgment doth never go forth, for the wicked doth compass around the righteous. Therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Today's word for the new millennium, homo sicko, means to be sick and tired of homosexuals crying about their mental illness. You can all repent. Then you will stop wallowing in the mire. Next week will be the letter I, insanity and their illegal state of Israel and Islamic monotheism, Jack. I've read the Quran 12 times, so I'm quite knowledgeable on it.
Okay, so we have to work in with all the different groups, even me, you know, with the Theosophical Society and the Interfaith Movement. I recognise all faiths. And I also am very inclusive of all people. I mightn't go along with everything they say and do, but I have to be inclusive of
them. Thank you for that.
And also, as Christians, we must bring this seemingly hopeless situation in prayer before the Lord God. We're talking about only God can solve the Gaza dilemma. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham. Everybody, amen, Lord Jesus, soul toning. Okay, let us pray for the hostages still held in Gaza. May they be protected and given miraculous strength to survive
what
the surrender.
What propaganda
ordeal.
Still going on, is it? They said 11 were still alive. What
you
an
had
absolute
your say,
load
Jeff.
Of rubbish.
You had your say. Pray for Israel's enemies that their hearts may be turned. Pray for Israel's leaders and for all the people of Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for the coming of the Prince of Peace. I did agree with what you were saying about gags put on all of us when you were talking about, what was that word, about everyone having the right to speak out, so that was a good point. Now, what did you want to say?
Oh, just private prosecution business seemed to be taking off. So with everything I've been through, it's more like a private prosecution association. Just getting, I believe, getting God's favour and blessing on it and meeting the right kind of people. And pretty much would want to bounce off what I was going through last week about how corrupt the court system is and how much we just need to raid the courtrooms and identify where we stand in the court. I mean, when I was crying out, you know, for my family rights, you know, the judges silenced me, I know what to say now. I'd say to them, look, mate, I'm standing in the court of God. Where are you standing?
Yeah, well, I had this yesterday when I was in the High Court over our Theosophical Lodge being stolen here, and I spoke out, and the guys who were kupapa were sitting right next to me, and they want to steal our lodge and everything and shut down our membership, and we want to go independent for the free access to spirituality in the nation. But the judge said, oh, I'm going to need 5 weeks to sort this out. We wanted to strike it out there and then, so I'm having experiencing with the court people, and last time when I took
the cold-hearted lizard people,
the sovereign citizen's badge, and I had to do a handcuffed arrest.
Do they have a high court in Hamilton?
Yes, of course they do.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Okay, I'm going to walk in Jerusalem, talk in Jerusalem, sing in Jerusalem, be in Jerusalem, way up high. I stand towards the north, go up in my haunches like this, become a caught-up manifest son. St. Francis is having problems, $180,000 in debt, $5,000 a month.
Oh, no.
They are charity. I didn't realise they're a charity, but it's really an attack on the hierarchical structure. We're all priests and headship believers. This is what William of Orange brought. He wanted to take away the crown and the total control within the parliamentarian system and give it back to the ordinary people.
I'd have to challenge that we're all priests, Jack. I mean, seriously?
Yes, you are a priest. If you don't know that you can minister to God.
No, they're not.
Yeah, kapai menti artua. Are you a believer in the Lord Jesus, Luke? You guys are believers?
Yes, we have our very strong faith that we believe in the process of Christ and in the law of God and the right of self-determination, which is the divine right of free will.
Divine right of... You're a wonderful spokesperson in your bus. I hope you go around promoting what you're doing in terms of self-governance and that 52 rangatira and getting an alternative meeting movement going throughout the country. People be looking forward to meet this man. What coloured bus is it?
Thank you.
What are you going to have on
the outside? We're not sure what the colour is going to be yet, but it will be moving under a... mandate of Te Waka Meninga.
Beautiful.
I'd like to ask Jason just quickly to say a prayer for us.
Yes, Jason, do it now. Oh, I've got to be on to it, brother.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our debtors and those our debts.
Beautiful.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The power and the glory of, I'm going to let you
hear a
new
brother.
Word. Hang on a minute. I believe in Israel, the word of God. He was dressed in a robe dipped in blood and had a name no one knew us but he himself, Māngaiai.
Beautiful. Thank you, brother. Amen. If there's no fourth level body consummating in the New Jerusalem, it seems to be a wasted time. Co-workers in Christ need to match the ministry of the age, which is bringing in King Jesus, the incoming of the incoming Christ. So it's no good just being a first-level Christian. You need to be a part of the new man in Christ, post-resurrectional glory, and if we're born the image of the earthly man, we'll bear the image of the heavenly man. So we're being progressively conformed to the resurrection body of Christ. We are all king priests. You're a king priest. You're a king priest. You're a king priest. It's time for Christians to stand up and saying first level doesn't cut it anymore. We need the reign of Christ. William of Orange, that's what he brought. He tipped the religious system upside down in 1690. Hey, is there room on that bus for me?
We'll be rolling a full studio.
A full studio. Beautiful. Grounded like steel, flow with the wind, equal access to everyone, and we need to have listening posts. We need to listen to everybody, don't we, around the country. We need to go out there amongst the people that are suppressed. And even my friend and I were thinking of having a committal outside the media place, the Waikato. And she wants to stand on a rod. I think it's going to be a lightning rod. Set free the oppressed. How the system is totally oppressive, you know, and it's down on marriages and down on heterosexuals and everything else. And it's time to liberate freedom, justice, and equality. Is it time for a revolution? What do you reckon there, Jason?
Can I say one thing, Jack? The Israelites were separated from the peoples to be an example. So they had 613 laws they carried orally. 10 commandments were given to the Gentiles.
Beautiful.
Because Moses smashed the stones, remember, the first time?
Yeah.
So I just want to mention homophobia and this homo stuff. It was given to the Israelites. So if we're to shame anyone for breaching a sin or transgressing, we've got to make sure that we're living up to all 613.
Wow.
Otherwise, love God, love each other.
I include everyone, you know. I'm not homophobic.
Yeah, so if you want to go, so this is something good to look at, Jack. You are right where you're saying we are tohunga priests.
Yes.
But it is about what we want to do. It is about how we choose to use that. And some people want to raise their children and live at home and have their dog, and that is beautiful.
Yes.
And we need to protect that sanctity so their family stays
family
bonded.
Sanctity. Amen. Beautiful, brother. So we're talking about Constitutional Congress. Suzerain, how do you say that?
Suzerain. It's the same. It's the next step to sovereign. So sovereign is our individual collective unity, and suzerain is the authority of sovereigns that govern a government.
Beautiful. And that's an alternative government, a parallel government.
No, not parallel. It sits over the top. So it means that our structure doesn't get broken. It gets redeveloped.
And we're talking about sovereign, collective sovereignty, like you say, tino ranga teretanga, the collective.
Yes.
The people who believe throughout the country. Lady in the house representing Orange people, Jane Claudia, 52 hereditary signatures of bloodline, rangatira.
Yes.
Tirapraha. He believed in the whakaputanga, didn't he?
Oh, I can't confirm that because he's not a signatory of it, but...
He's long dead and gone, but at the time, with the treaty and the sovereignty of the chieftainship, he was there.
He was a chief.
With Governor Grey. That's amazing. And I was at his marae on top of a hill. I looked at a bull, and the bull jumped two fences and took off. And I went down to a rock, and a wave went over, and I blessed myself and the Lord. And the wave just left me alone. And unfortunately, there were two Asians that were drowned there the following week.
Oh, dear. Not good.
So I've studied suzerain being an act of sovereign individuals or communities, living in alignment with divine authority, natural law, and self-governance, free from external governance, free from these tyrannical leaders that are putting us in bondage, denying sovereignty and who we really are as a people. I'm going to be talking about it.
Self-determination doesn't mean anarchy, and it doesn't mean that there are no rules.
Right.
Self-determination is harder. We have to become the adults. Right now we're children being managed by a country
living
government.
In the long grass, smoking dope, doing what we want, and nothing's happening. We have to grow up.
Yes, our country has to grow up.
In our economic thinking and our governance and who we are, you know what I mean? Gifted with rights, you know what I mean, which is very important. Also, National is bringing in a change to legislation to state system. If you're not enrolled by a certain date, you can't vote. This is anti-democratic.
Do you know what that date is so you can inform everybody?
Well, it's already gone. I'm sorry. It's already gone.
No. So is that for the council elections?
Yes. Yes.
Hold on.
Totally anti-democratic.
You cannot restrict the public from voting in a council election if they're not enrolled. There is no requirement to enroll to be a member standing or to be a votee. This is the public position of governance.
And National calls for referenda on the Maori wards. They're anti-democratic, they're anti-Maori. Are they racist?
To their own, yes.
They have become racist. We need to hold these politicians accountable. Winston actually sent a letter to the UN reporter denying our sovereignty and going along with David Seymour in that horrible treaty bill they wanted to bring in.
That's because
supporting a two-class system where they'll be crapping on all of us throughout New Zealand and the rich will just be living life on a high line, we'll be suiciding, families will be destroyed and we can't do anything about it.
I don't think the rich are doing very well. Last night I was at Costco, right?
Yep.
And you saw a lot of wealthy people shopping at Costco. Now, Costco is traditionally for people who don't have a heavy budget.
I agree.
Know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Yeah.
So I don't think the rich are getting richer under
this
government.
There's 300,000 millionaires in this country. There's 300,000 people that receive an income per annum of over $1 million. I'm not talking about assets. They are the percentage that are manipulating our people.
And surely paying wealth tax is the answer. Don't talk to me about a debt when these thousands of millionaires could just pay a little bit of income and they'd keep the whole country afloat.
A balanced 10% across the board.
So they are supporting the rich.
Yes.
They have become kupapa.
Yes.
Stabbing the people in the back. It is time for a revolution in this country. We need to speak out. We need to take that bus, gather all the people, Maori and non-Maori, stand up for our electoral rights. And get backbone, get steel in our backbones. You hear that out there? It's time for you to wake up and smell
lower
the roses.
Lower interest rates, it's time to get going there, Jack. Thank you for the show today, mate.
It says in Scripture that before the coming of the Lord, there will be a revolution.
And don't forget this wonderful staying, grounded like steel, flow with the wind, listening posts, equal access to all people. This is what we're about, freedom, justice, and democracy. I'd like to thank you guys for coming on the show again today.
You're welcome, Jack.
You're joining us for lunch, aren't you?
We'll see what we get.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you very much,
week,
Luke.
Guys.
Come back. You
we'll
guys
see you
are beautiful.
Assalamu alaikum.
On to the revolution.
Shabbat shalom.
God bless you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.